Time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Good morning again, Low Country listening audience. I am Terry Bass, and welcome to another BEC Power Talk. We are back again. Glad to have with us our special guest from the Berkeley Electric Cooperative team. Want to say hello to Eddie. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Terry.
Amy.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Amy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. And Libby, our studio audience. Libby, I think we're going to have you more on the show, but I don't know. It's up to you. What do you say?
Always happy to contribute.
To contribute. Okay. Yes, you are. You are definitely a contributor to the BEC Power Talk. Doing a great job since you've taken the mantle. I just want to let you know. So,
1 month.
Wow. Look at there. Time flies. Next thing you know, we'll be saying 13 years, you know? And if I'm the host, oh boy.
Oh boy.
But you never know. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here. Happy to talk about all of the great things that happen at the cooperative. And for those folks who are just tuning in, maybe you have never heard of Berkeley Electric Cooperative or BEC Power Talks, this is an educational, informational, sometimes entertainment a little bit too. But we want to give you information that will help you with your member owner experience, because really that's what it's all about. It's a great company that gives you weekly information to help you get the most out of your experience. You know, you can't say that about a lot of places. You buy a product or you have a product and they might want you to spend more money constantly, you know.
You're on your own after that.
Yeah, you're on your own. Yeah. And then, you know, when you need them, it probably comes with a receipt or, you know, an invoice. So that is not the case here at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. So thank you in advance for that. That's a great thing. And we want to talk about one of those things. Let's get out of the gate here and talk about prepaid metering. Because Terry, that sounds like money. What do you mean? You just said they're great. So, Amy, you got to fix that problem. It sounds like, you know, what is prepaid metering?
Yeah.
Talk to us.
So prepaid metering is a program that lets you basically break your electricity budget down from a monthly level to a daily or weekly level, whichever you choose. You know, a lot of members coming in our area have to sign up for service with us. They've never had service with us before, and we do require security deposits. So prepaid metering is a much more affordable way to start service if you don't have a lot of money because of your moving or, you know, whatever you might be doing. But It's a lot more affordable to start out with prepaid than it is a traditional monthly billed service.
And have you find that people that switched over fell in love with it? It's like, man, this is so much better.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I have employees in the office who chose prepaid because they like the way that works over a traditional monthly bill.
It's like counting calories, and you know, you could literally
affect
your weight by, okay, I'm only 200 calories today. That's it.
Right.
And you can see it as opposed to just it's all mythical, if you will, cuz you know.
Right. This is
real.
With prepaid,
really
you're seeing it as you use it. Pretty much. Within a day of that usage, you see how much it costs you. With a monthly bill, you're looking at that, you know, 30 to 32 days later. So the damage has already been done with those. With prepaid, you can catch issues a lot faster. You know, if your water heater is having issues or something like that, you notice that within a day of it happening with prepaid because you're seeing that balance every single day.
And because it's calculated daily, what are some of the ways, you know, you could really see the measurement, like a cold weather situation where all of a sudden we got a cold week?
Sure. Yeah, so it's not uncommon for cold snaps to cause a really decent spike in usage, but using Smart Hub with prepaid together, those two things really work hand in hand. You know, you can go in and check your balance. You can see what you use for the day. You can see what you use for the week. You can see how much you've paid for the month so far and see if you're on target, if it's average for what you normally do. So you know, you can see a lot more with your usage when you're looking at it every day.
How about like the holidays and house guests? How does that work?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're using more hot water and more cooking, it's going to go up a little bit.
And they like to play with thermostats, too. So
keep everybody house guests be super comfortable when they're
That's why you got to bring out the lockbox.
There you go.
So, once again, if you had visiting family or a house guest, you could see, once again, when you drill down with this prepaid metering, you could see the difference. Or you would know that, okay, we're going to have three guests over for a week, and that helps you in your own budgeting process because you
sure.
know it will.
Sure. And members who are new to prepaid, you know, they don't realize how much little things like that affect your energy usage. So, you know, their first few days of having house guests and seeing that reflect on their prepaid usage, that's usually pretty eye-opening.
Right. And if you really think about it, this revolution of prepaid metering, it allows you to not look at energy usage in a macro way, but more in a micro way. It's really allowing you to see, like you said, day by day, or you can choose week by week. Do you have any data that suggests what people do more of?
I think it's a mixture. It's not something we really follow to see how frequent some of our members pay. Some members pay every single day. Some pay once a month. You know, they put a decent credit on there and they let it carry them as far as it'll carry them. So it just depends on when people get paid. If people are on Social Security or something like that, usually
right.
they'll put a decent amount down once a month. And then if they need to put more on it, they will. And
okay.
then we have others who get paid weekly and they pay almost daily sometimes. So it's a good mix.
So some may want to do $25 a week.
Right.
Others may want to do $100 for the month.
Right. And some people do $5 a day. It just, you know, it really just depends on right. on their habits and what they want.
So once they can literally calculate their lifestyle as it relates mm-hmm. to their electric bill.
Sure.
They can, well, that is what prepaid metering, that's certainly a benefit, in my opinion, of how it works. What about your account balance and it's running low because, like I said, it's prepaid? What would happen in that scenario?
Sure. So a member can choose to set up notifications through Smart Hub, either on the mobile app or on the website version, and they can customize those notifications. So by default, it's set to be a $50 threshold. So if a credit goes below 50, you'll get an email notification and a text notification. But members can customize that. They can make it less than 50 if they want, or they can make it more than 50. So if you know, you say, I only want to know if I get under $10, then you can change it, and it'll start notifying you at that point.
Okay. I got you. It's almost like if think of it in this terms, listening audience, you know, in your car, you have that little yellow, it's usually a yellow or red little light,
right.
low fuel.
Right.
Or if your car is really sophisticated, Eddie, low fuel. It might say low fuel.
Right. Right.
So that's how it works. Well, Eddie, since I brought you into the conversation. Good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you, Terry.
Who can sign up for prepaid? Is this available to?
Residential and also small commercial members. That would be like a small business coming in. That's we call it a single phase service typically, you know, can do that. So if you're coming in for a new small business or, you know, homeowner, you know, lots of folks come in and go with prepaid. So we have, you know, over 10,000 members that are on prepaid.
Okay.
And it just works very, very well for them to manage their use. And, you know, as Amy has mentioned about managing their payments based on their style, so you can customize your payments to your lifestyle.
Right. And that is outstanding. That's, once again, we're talking, listening audience, about prepaid metering and how this is a great benefit of being a member owner at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. You can get an alert if your account balance runs low. Now, no security deposit or late fees? Am I reading that right?
Right. So for new members coming in, we have for residential accounts, we have a minimum deposit of $250. And then we have connection fees that are involved with that as well. So by going on prepaid, you can get around those fees and just pay for energy and pay your membership fee. With commercial accounts, like we said, small businesses can go on prepay, businesses that are single-phase service. We have a minimum $500 deposit. So small businesses who have very low working capital, you know, it's a lot more affordable for them to come in and go on prepay than it would be to pay a $500 deposit up front.
Makes perfect sense.
And she mentioned membership fee. You know, it's $5 to be a member of the cooperative. Been the same thing since 1940. We're celebrating our 80th year, you know, this year of service to our members.
Talking about a discount,
$5
in the 40s versus $5 today.
Right. And you get
$5
back.
In the 40s was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not much today.
No.
Yeah. And you get that back, though. We don't keep that. We hang on to it while you're a member, and then we give it back to you when you go. So.
Well, in saying that, why? You know, the why has to come along. Why? Why do you guys do it? I mean, you know, no. Nobody does it. This is too good to be true,
right.
Is how I feel, but yeah. Why? I need to know why.
Well, we're owned by our members.
Right. Okay. And so just to give a little context, I'm an office manager.
Okay.
So on a daily basis, I deal with non-payment collections, which are monthly accounts that aren't paying their bill for whatever reason.
Right.
Prepaid is an excellent tool for me to use to help a member, because I can take someone who's been disconnected for non-payment and take their balance and put it in a prepaid arrangement and get them set back up for very little money. Whereas if they didn't go on prepay, you know, they have to come up with that full bill that they owe. So it gives me the tools to help the member in a better way that I could without prepay.
Still, you made it even, I tried to come up with a tough question. You still got out of it. That's
Sorry.
Good, though. No, actually, no. That's actually, it speaks to, once again, this wonderful cooperative and what you try to do to make the experience to your members, owners, as good as it can be. And that's outstanding. Like you said, not for profit.
Right.
And, you know, from that, you know, one thing is interesting. The last couple of years, we've actually, rates have been very stable. It's actually a little bit lower than our actual price of power. And we've been giving back an energy credit in December to the tune of over $2 million the last 2 years. So we didn't take that extra money or margin that we had and put it, you know, in the bank or spend it somewhere else. We gave that back to our members. So that's the power of membership.
Yeah. That could have been one heck of a Christmas party, though.
It
could have been.
Yes. The more you use, the more you get back. So.
Well, like you said, the less power, the more empowered you are, member owner. Now, you mentioned something about the rates were less. Is that determined on usage, or is that market just set by the market,
I mean,
the energy market?
Wholesale power cost in general, okay. And what's going on in the market right now. Yeah, it's been, you know, very stable with the wholesale power, so that's great news for us and our members.
And you pass it
on to our member. Yeah, we you know, we don't keep the rates high or artificially keep extra margins. You know, if we have extra margins above what we need to collect, we give that back to our members. Or we lower rates. So, you know,
it's a win-win either way.
The right. Member's going to win.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. And you know, prepaid is an option. But if you want to go the old-fashioned way, like I talked about, I think last week we talked about the old-fashioned way. You know, Amy pays, you said, sometimes by the day. Is that
some
what you
people
said?
Do?
Okay.
Yeah, some people do.
All right. Or you can do that right from your phone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of our prepaid members who do pay more frequently, they don't come in the office and pay. They're making those payments through their phone with their debit card, or, you know, even an electronic check payment. And
we talked a little bit about this, and I want to get into it more, about other ways that Berkeley Electric members can learn more about their energy usage, and that would lead us in the Smart Hub, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So prepaid and Smart Hub work hand in hand. If you're on prepaid, you definitely want to have Smart Hub. We actually sign members up for Smart Hub when they're in the office going on prepay, so we make sure that they get set up and know how to use it. But you can see everything about your usage through Smart Hub. When you use it, how much you use, how much it costs you, everything.
And Smart Hub is an app, correct?
It's an app or website. We have both versions.
And that's a way to track
pretty
much everything.
Pretty much everything. Your usage, your balances, your payments. You can report outages. You can even contact us and send us emails through Smart Hub. You can update your mailing address, your phone number, anything like that on Smart Hub.
Eddie, can you talk to it?
And we have information on there too, like you know, like for high bill tips. You know, how can you lower your energy use? Got a little video right on there on the Smart Hub, and you can look at what we recommend. And like when you're getting a daily on prepay, and your bill goes really high, and it's a cold day. You know, what is your energy use? What's happening with your home? Maybe it's your thermostat setting. Maybe it's the strip heat is running too much. You have it set, you know, too much heat. You know, where Amy's not going to cut her heat on, you know, you may have it set up 72, 73, 74, and that's going to affect your bill. So we do recommend a good, comfortable setting, but lowest possible.
I better not tell you what I had mine set to. Libby, Libby already knows. I'm sorry.
Got a season flip.
Yes. Uh-oh. I have my my winter setting set in the summer and my summer setting set in the winter.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm just might as well open the window, right? Just pour it out. Is that what you're telling me, Eddie?
My great granddaddy's along those same lines too.
Yeah. Well, Terry, you're gonna be in the radio business for many years to come.
Yes, I am.
That electricity bill. We can lower your
I'm doing better though. I am doing better because see, Libby told me that 50% of your usage is in HVAC, I think.
Yep.
It's a good large chunk of it, yeah.
It's about half of your annual use. So, but this time of year, you know, obviously, you know, a cold February, March bill can be a lot more than 50%. So that's, you know,
well,
we're
doing pretty good this season, I think, because, you know, there's been a lot of cut it off days.
Right, yep. Right.
And if you want to make actions, you know, to lower that, you know, contact the co-op about getting an energy audit. And we can help the member with a walkthrough or talk to them on the phone. We can watch and help them, giving them advice. And we also have financing for energy efficiency through a Home Advantage Loan Program.
Okay. And
home bill financing.
And that's, once again, member-owner options that are wonderful. Now, let me ask this. Within the Smart Hub, you can graph out your month-to-month and comparative month, would that be year-to-date month-to-month, like February of last year versus this year?
Right, you can choose. You can choose your date range. If you want to look at January to January, you put those dates in and it'll graph it out. You can look at the monthly level, the daily level, or you can drill into the day and look at the hourly or 30-minute levels. So you can get as specific as you want.
Okay, and you could literally see what times of year you're using
absolutely
the most energy.
Yeah, when you have a yearly graph up and you have, you know, a bar for each month, you can see which months you are definitely using more than others.
Yeah.
And compare it to what it was last year. Yeah. You know, what was it last January or February?
Now, March. Do you see that there are specific months now? Everybody would think probably the dog days of summer, that's just, it is what it is.
Right.
Is that tend to be true, or is it?
It
based
is
on the customer.
Yeah, I think for the most part, the summer is always going to be higher, just because when it's 95 outside, it even if you have your AC on 80, it's still going to run. So,
right.
And it depends on the weatherization of the house, and also right. If you have electric furnace and efficient heating system or not. If you have inefficient electric resistive heating, then your bill's going to be, you know, through the roof compared to other members. But a heat pump's going to be much lower, you know, much lower bill.
Okay. And once again, Smart Hub is your digital assistant to help you navigate through all of these things that we're talking about. Because these are real things. Guess what? It's pleasant. It's first quarter of the year, but we know it's coming. She's coming. That heat is,
right.
You know. Yeah. You know. But hey, we want to go to the beach, right? When it's warm.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it, indeed. But we're talking with Eddie and Amy and Libby with Berkeley Electric Cooperative, once again talking about prepaid metering and the Smart Hub account management app that you can get a couple of different ways. Let's remind them.
Yeah, so you can download it through the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, or there's a link to it on our website as well.
Do you have any success stories that you've literally seen because people that now they have access and, you know, have they called you and said, man, Amy, yes.
Sure. So I've actually been working with a member for a little while now. She's an elderly woman and she had some younger family members living with her and they ran the bill up and left. So basically, she had 2 months worth of high usage, and she couldn't afford it. So we took that usage and put it in a prepaid arrangement, and she's very close to paying it off. So she's, you know, it works for her, and she doesn't have to think about, oh, I have to pay an extra $50 every month or whatever. You know, we do it where a part of every payment comes out and goes to that arrangement, so they don't even have to think about it.
That's pretty cool. The Smart Hub is there to literally back you up,
right?
If you have situations or for whatever reason, I know we talked about this a little bit. I'd like to share this again. Let's say somebody had a vacant home,
right?
And they saw unusual activity. The Smart Hub, I guess, would kind of indicate something.
Yes. Yes.
Going
so,
on.
You know, we talked about it on the monthly level, how, you know, typically vacant homes are going to have very low usage. But for a landowner or a landlord who has a vacant property, if they recognize that there's usage where there shouldn't be, or we do, you know, we have reports that show if usage is higher than it typically is. So they can see if someone's there. We've had a few where squatters have moved into vacant homes, and we've been able to pinpoint through Smart Hub when that happened, because that's when the usage started going up.
And that would not be available without something like Smart Hub.
Right.
With this technology of being able to read the meter every month, every half an hour, and giving that back to our members. And
right.
We use that for energy auditing all the time to help our members with high bills, and even proactively reach out to members, you know, with high bills.
And when you see the spikes, so you may see the spikes before someone sees them themselves.
Absolutely.
And you would actually proactively give a call to John or Jane Doe and say, mm-hmm. Hey, we're seeing some unusual things over here. Have you seen that? Would you?
Yeah, we've had, you know, I've had a number of examples of normally it's like strip heat running or pump well pumps running all the time. Had a member I contacted really on John's Island, and she had a high bill contact her, and she said, you know, I know my unit's bad. Someone has, you know, given me a price to change out my unit. I know it's got to be replaced. And from the hourly data, I could see that, you know, the unit is not broken. It's really the strip heat is running all the time. That's an electric-resistive backup heat is running all the time. Just a quick repair, and she got that up and running. So, you know, we are out to help our members, you know, lower their energy use. You know, we want to be a service to our members, not have them, you know, use an extraordinary amount of power.
Right, and I've learned again, you kept saying strip heat, and I was going to ask.
Electric-resistive heat. And like a heat pump is going to give you 3 times as much heat as compared to electric-resistive heat.
Okay.
So you don't want that to run, you know, as little as possible. And that's, like an electric space heater. It's that same type heat in a heat pump. That's backup heating. You don't want that to run, you know, as little as possible.
I got you. And now, within a system, when it goes into auxiliary heat, is that?
Auxiliary heat, yes. That's your backup heating, is electric resistive, you know, heat.
Okay.
Like a dryer coil. Think about the little, your hair dryer, you know,
right.
Terry, when you hair drying your hair.
Yes.
You know, your hair dryer,
all
you see those coils in there that's really, really hot? That's exact heat that's in your backup for your heat pump.
You know, I had hair yesterday. I literally shaved it off yesterday.
Looks fresh.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy C. I love you. Yes. But, no, that makes a lot of sense, because people have heard that before, but they never really understood, well, strip heat, what is, you know, is that down the strip of my house there, or what does that mean? They didn't, you know, but now I get it.
And Terry, whether it's, you know, winter, you know, heating or summer cooling, you want to set your thermostat to be a Y setting, you know, to keep your lower bills, and also have it on automatic. Don't set the fan on all the time. That's going to increase your bill.
Right.
And lower your comfort.
Now, did you say wide setting or Ys? I guess.
Ys.
Okay.
Wise.
Okay.
We want you to be wise.
Yes. And the lower the better in winter.
Yes. Yes. Lowers your bill.
And the higher the better in summer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And when you're not home, you can set it back. You know, you don't, you know, your cats in the house don't need to really have that super cool in the summertime.
They're wearing their own coat, right?
That's true.
Correct.
I got you. Amy's children they sleep with gloves on.
They sure do.
Right, that's right.
You said that confidently. They do. Mm-hmm. Look, Mom, I can blow air. Look, See this fog in the house?
Yeah, when it's January and your little girl's running around in shorts and a tank top and says she's cold. Sorry, honey.
I got you.
More clothes on.
Toughen up.
Yes, just a little bit. Well, prepaid metering, pay as you go, a great way that allows members to actually, i.e. like putting gas in your car, fill up and then let it consume down till you get to a place where you can then fill up again, or
sure,
you can prepay, which is an option through Berkeley Electric Cooperative, which is awesome. Something we didn't talk about, we talked about measuring when you have guests and cold weather, and the reverse of that, or the converse, would be like if you go on vacation, then you can obviously see, well, look how little we spend when we're not in the house.
Sure.
So you can, but it would help you be a better, consumer.
And I mean, even, you know, kids, people our age who have kids, there is a big difference between when they're home from school and when they're not. When they're home during the summer, when they're home during Christmas break,
mm-hmm.
that usage is twice what it is any other day, even in the same season. So,
yes,
all the lights are on and all the gaming is on.
Yeah,
TV,
every
and
iPad and Xbox
down.
And PlayStation.
Every
in the house, is
everyone,
on. Every light's on too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they can't just play in one room together.
No.
Four different gaming systems in four different rooms.
And they're playing each other. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now that's not smart.
Well, they could be playing in the dark though, so you cut the lights off, you know. But you know, LED lights are going to be the lowest lighting level.
Yeah.
I got to do a plug for energy efficiency all the time, so
well,
got to help our members with that.
That's right,
so,
because ultimately,
cutting the lights off.
Well, there's an app for that too. You can have smart light bulbs and.
But I have learned on this show that LED is definitely the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, but it all comes back to Berkeley Electric Cooperative doing everything within its power, pun intended, to help you have a better experience and really save money.
Yeah.
What company, like we have said, wants you to consume less of its product?
A company that's owned by members.
There you go.
Nonprofit company owned by the members.
Owned by the members, with their sole goal is to save you money, get you to use less power, and then, as you said, maybe cut $2 million worth of rebate checks at the end of the year. That's not a bad day.
It's a great day,
yes.
The Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
So I know you can't give me this answer, but one of your customers is Google, you know, the behemoth Google. Do they have Smart Hub? They probably don't, right? They can't. Too big?
They would have access to Smart Hub.
They have access to the data.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what their daily is.
Oh, that's private.
Yes. That is private, but that's huge too, I'm sure. But I saw the campus recently, and I was amazed. I didn't know how big it really was. So I said, that's got to be Google.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
We have, you know, lots of, talking about economic development, we have lots of big businesses moving into our areas and industry, you know, moving in. You know, like IFA Rotorian, Thorin Research, you know, all up in that Jedburgh corridor, there's lots of businesses coming in there. So we're very much trying to recruit businesses to our area because it helps our members, you know, get good paying jobs and you know, keeps our economy, local economy, vital and vibrant.
Yes.
So we are very strong at supporting that effort. I'm involved in the Manu First program and, you know, like through Volvo. So we want to, you know, bring jobs for our members.
And that is great. Once again, all this information is available to you. They can certainly go to the website and see and learn about all of these different things, Amy.
Absolutely.
There it is. This is great. Well, Libby, we didn't hear much from Libby today, but she's just enjoying her. You're seasoned vet now. You know that, right? So say hi.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, how's it going? You good?
She laid it all out for us.
Yes.
A great script to talk to our members.
That's
about
right.
Prepay and Smart Hub.
You are a great producer.
There you go.
Yes, indeed. Well, look, we are about out of time, but we have shared this great information. Once again, Berkeley Electric Cooperative member owners, man, you are in a good place. I don't live where it's available to me, but I'm moving soon.
There you go.
Just might. You just never know. Well, thank you once again. Eddie, Amy, and Libby, this concludes another powerful edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Have a great day.